Coming up next on the Insight 2020 podcast series, we'll be sharing a radio replay featuring Jason Williams, the president of Expediter Services. Jason joined trucking industry radio legend Dave Nemo for a phone interview during National Truck Driver Appreciation Week. Before we bring you Jason's Radio Nemo interview on the Insight 2020 podcast, we wanted to share these messages from ES on driver appreciation, as well as the third edition of the Insight 2020 webinar series.
Hi, Leah Shaver here, sharing sunshine and mega appreciation for professional truck drivers. I'm hanging out in Memphis with my friends at Expediter Services and the ES community, a place where driver appreciation happens 24/7, 365. If you're interested in owning your own truck and starting your own trucking business, ES offers the programs and the support you'll need to find your success in trucking. To learn more, visit successintrucking.com. That's successintrucking.com. Hi, it's Leah Shaver, delivering sunshine and a special invitation to join me on September 29th with my friends from Expediter Services, where driver appreciation happens 24/7, 365. I'll be hosting a free webinar featuring professional drivers who have found success in trucking through ownership at ES, using their programs and support. If you've ever dreamed about owning your own truck, join us on September 29th. To learn more about ES and our webinar, visit successintrucking.com. That's successintrucking.com.
Thanks again for joining us for this special edition of the Insight 2020 podcast series, which is being presented by Expediter Services. Founded in 2006, ES is a leader in providing capacity solutions and ownership opportunities within the trucking industry. As you heard in the opening, this edition of the podcast will be featuring a replay of a National Truck Driver Appreciation Week interview with ES President Jason Williams on the Dave Nemo radio show. As those of you who have been in the trucking industry for any length of time know, Dave's career hosting radio shows that speak directly to professional drivers is legendary. Radio Nemo can be heard each morning from 7 a.m. until 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the SiriusXM Road Dog Trucking Radio Channel 146. On September 15th, Dave and the Radio Nemo team welcomed Jason to the program for an interview that highlighted the comprehensive programs and opportunities that ES makes available for professional drivers and aspiring business owners. During the conversation, you can hear the high level of care and appreciation that Jason and the entire ES team have for professional drivers and entrepreneurs working to build small businesses in trucking. Now let's go to the Radio Nemo interview from September 15th with Jason Williams, the president of Expediter Services.
Live from the American Gulf Coast, it's the Dave Nemo Show.
And thank you so much for being with us here this morning on day three of the seven-day week each September since 1996 called NTDAW, NTDAW, the National Truck Driver Appreciation Week. And Jason Williams is with us here from Expediter Services. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Dave. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thanks for being with us. Thanks for being part of this special week here on Radio Nemo. You know, Expediter Services, you guys got a history. Doesn't go back 1,000 years, but you guys go back far enough to have done a lot of stuff getting started back in 2006. And on your website, there is a real good kind of a timeline about the history of Expediter Services. Not only have you made it through a lot of flaming hoops since 2006, but you guys have really done innovative things. The Path to Ownership program, the Never Stand Alone brand, you know, the whole thing, the insurance services, the things that you guys do. You keep adding more and more facets and aspects to what you guys are doing. In other words, what I'm trying to say is you're sort of like expediters out on the road. You just never stop, right?
That's correct. It has been a whirlwind. It doesn't seem like it's been that long, but we have certainly changed and evolved. We're not what we came into the industry thinking we would be. But we've been blessed in that it's a bigger idea than we originally thought, and we're actually servicing the people in the truck rather than servicing shippers and receivers. It was a focus change, but it drove a lot of good decisions for us, a lot of investments into our company as well as other small businesses, and has brought a lot of rewards just helping others succeed through multifaceted effort everywhere we can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's amazing, too. And boy, I'll tell you what, when you made that shift, I'll bet you really saw the path ahead right there. Give us a little background, though. I said a little bit here, but you know a lot more than I do about Expediter Services, how ES works with professional drivers. What are some of the highlights in your own mind in terms of what you guys are doing for and with the drivers?
Well, what we're really focused on at this point in our evolution, Dave, is that we're trying to help people who want to have an opportunity in trucking to get started and then evolve into their own business. Some take that path for years because they like being a driver, and so we can keep them in a position whereby they're not having to take a financial risk to do what they're wanting to do. Others want to have that ownership of the truck and grow fleets, and we help them make that changeover. So a lot of our initiatives right now are really focused in on that. You know, we're not a trucking company. We don't sell freight. We don't broker freight. We don't dispatch freight. What we do all day long is we try to figure out how to make the people in the truck succeed, whatever their path is, whatever that chosen path is. And we've had some who, again, have come in, just got a brand new CDL. They get started, they buy a truck, and then we have some that are 40, 50, 60 truck fleet owners at this point. Some buy one, and that's where they want to be. Some never choose to purchase. They want to be a professional driver, small business owner, but they don't really want to make that financial step and purchase for whatever reason, and that's their decision. And we support all of those ideas, but we've really pushed into what does it take to make a small trucking company successful in trucking. And most of it overlaps with big companies, but some of it doesn't. We invest heavily into IT, so every truck that we support does not have to go out and spend tens of thousands of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars in IT support. We stood up a back office to help collect and audit receivables so they didn't have to hire G&A or people in their office to do those types of things. We have invested in 24-hour roadside assistance. So again, if they're running a fleet, they can focus in on the people in the trucks versus having to build an office to support that. Some shippers, receivers, and some motor carriers who depend upon owner-operators, fleet owners, independent contractors, they forget that each one of those is a small business, and they all have to operate profitably for the whole system to stand up. And we do think the foundation of the industry is one person in a truck or a team in a truck being profitable. If that's not there, everything else is a house of cards. So we focus right there. The motor carriers we work with have really bought off on that idea, as well as the independent contractors, drivers, fleet owners, teams that we work with. They have really bought off on the idea that it's a community. It does take a host of services to run profitably in trucking, and our vendors have bought off on it. We brought some phenomenal vendors to the table. When you touch them, whether it be insurance, whether it be in financing, whether it be in truck dealers like Stoops, Truck Country, whether it be fuel vendors like Love's and TA Petro, they've come in and they said, you know what, we really want to help these small guys get a seat at the table and do well. And so they've brought all of that buying power in and their support services to help drive expenses out of these small companies. The motor carriers have brought phenomenal freight and rates and some protected environment from an insurance. Of course, trucking is extremely litigated. Some people want to go out there and start their own motor carrier, but in today's world, with the cost of insurance and the litigation being what it is, that's a huge mountain to climb and be successful year in and year out. So we team up with some national brands who are phenomenal at what they do and let them be good at that. And then we help these small businesses become a capacity provider and be really good at that. And the system works well. Now, we've enjoyed a lot of success. And our success is the truck. It is each one of those trucks being profitable, whether it's good cycles or bad cycles. And we just have to stay the course and really focus in on those guys.
You know, it's kind of interesting listening to you talk here. I was just thinking of that old adage, and you've heard it a million times, especially when like government regulations come down and driver after driver will say, oh man, one size does not fit all. And we kind of get this one size fits all thing. You guys really have one size for each one person out there. Each operation gets its own size, so to speak. The other thing that I kind of think about too is that so many times through the decades that I've heard in trucking, like there's only one path to success. You got to take this road, this lane. But no, you guys prove out that there are many paths to success. You don't have to do this. You can do that. You don't have to do what the other guy's doing.
Absolutely. Trucking is such a varied industry. It's huge. And you can look at all the different little niches that are involved in it. And we have some who want to run dedicated, and some want to run tractors, some want to run straight trucks, solo teams. You have flatbeds. You have reefer freight and hazmat and some like high miles and honestly low pay. I know that sounds odd. It's hard to understand, but some contractors love just putting the miles on the truck and seeing the country, and the pay is secondary. Others want to maximize every mile they turn, so they really go in and get credentialed up, and they run very few miles, but extremely high pay per mile. And everybody has what works for them. You have to be profitable to stay in business, but the quality of life has to be there as well. So that quality of life has to also be successful for someone to stay in trucking, which is a hard business year in and year out. And you have to be gritty enough. You have to have enough fortitude as a person to get through it. And that's the other thing we try to support these small businesses with, is that it gives them someone to talk to. It gives them someone to bounce ideas off of. Honestly, it gives them someone to argue with. It gives them someone to come in and contend with ideas. Inside of our office, we like to say very few ideas did any one individual come up. We throw them on the table, we kick them around, and usually what you wind up with is nowhere near what you started with. We have that same interaction with our customers as business owners in order to help drive good decision-making for them. We don't make their decisions. We don't make them do anything, but we do ask them to let us participate in the thought process because we have some phenomenal people inside. We can't do what they do, but we're pretty good at what we do. And we find that a good management team, whether it be a small business or FedEx or Ford Air or ArcBest, it takes a management team to steer a company year in and year out. And we try to foster that relationship with each business. And it works. Some days it's pretty combative, but it works. And, you know, there's times you need to fuss and argue over things. There's times you need to go in and encourage one another. So it's that whole community aspect that makes this thing work so well and brings the stability that we've experienced, even in the middle of COVID. We've been a stable capacity provider as a community to the motor carriers we service.
You know, one of the words you used about trucking, and it's absolutely spot on, of course, is trucking is a vast industry, and there's a niche for everybody. I mean, my goodness, 50 years ago, there were 5 or 6 niches. Now there may be 300 niches. I don't know. And I think you'll bear this out, that when it comes to the individual, the one person, one truck, maybe one couple, maybe folks who are retired and they want to high miles, low pay, it's fine for them. They're getting paid to see the country. You can work it any way you want to, because expediting seems to be the most individualized segment of trucking, where everybody, as you say, is pretty much in their own little world almost, but yet part of the bigger world that you guys provide.
Yes, sir. Well, expediting does kind of jump from one market to the next, since it does rescue freight. You and I were speaking earlier in that term, you know, an ambulance for other
ambulance
motor
service
carriers.
Yeah, the ambulance service of trucking. Yeah.
Yes, sir. It does still provide that service. It also has gone in, and you have a lot of markets who have taken their investments out of warehouses. So they kind of use the trucks on the road for just-in-time deliveries and plays a large part in that. Seems like every motor carrier now tries to have somewhat of an expedited service, even though it may not be true expedite. So we've also moved into full truckload, LTL, dedicated stuff. So at this point, we've moved from expediter services into ES, success in trucking. At this point of our evolution, we are servicing multiple industries, still heavily invested into the expedited industry specific, but also supporting the dedicated, the full truckload, again, the LTL. We're starting to look into the flatbed operation. Anywhere that you have someone driving a truck and you have a professional that's needed in that truck, some of those individuals want to own their own business. They do not want to work for someone else. And so that opportunity to own and start a business is there in every little niche. And we're just slowly moving from one to the next as we gain expertise in what makes a truck profitable in that specific segment of the business.
We've been hearing Leah Shaver here on the channel talking about a special event taking place on September 29th, the Insight 2020 webinar. Tell us a little bit about that, Jason.
Well, Insight, it first supposed to be like an in-person.
You're right. Let's not even go there.
That's right. It moved to Insight into a webinar session because of COVID. And so what we didn't want to do is lose the year. There's a lot of drive, a lot of energy within our community. We all sat down and said, there's no way we're going to lose this year. So Jeff Tacker in our office, he really took the bull by the horns and just started driving this with Leah and Greg Thompson and Sherry Henson out of Memphis. They really pushed this forward, and they were able to get ArcBest and FedEx Custom Critical and Ford Air to come together. And when I say ArcBest, ArcBest, you know, is Panther. Sometimes I use those terms interchangeably, but we're talking about Panther Expedite.
Mm-hmm.
But able to get them to come together and sit down and try not to lose the effort. The first one we did was just about the state of the market. The second one we were able to do was about our partner carriers and just really focused in on what are these partner carriers bringing to the table? Why did they choose us and why did we choose them? Because we vet the carrier as much as the carrier vets us. And this third one that's coming up on the 29th at 2 p.m. Eastern, we're going to be talking about what has this experience been for the owner-operator, the independent contractor, the fleet owners, as they've had to move through this cycle, this season of whether it be a down cycle of freight, which happened, the pandemic itself, how it affected them personally, their business, home life, whatever the case may be. In a small business, when you are the small business, all of those aspects affect you. So we just want to move through that and help the community continue to move forward, especially as it looks like, at least from a freight standpoint, the freight's rebounding. And how do we move into winter and make sure that our community is still strong and growing come spring of next year?
I wish we had more time, Jason, to talk here. Maybe we can talk again soon, because we just almost scratched the surface on a lot of different aspects, because there are so many aspects. Number one, in what you do for the folks in expediting and what they do for all of us. Trucking has always been a service industry. Charlie Douglas, back in 1971 when he started the Road Gang, the first full-blown trucking radio show, always called us a service for the over-the-road professional truck driver. I know you guys consider yourself as a service to the servers, so to speak. Service is what it's all about. And appreciation, too. And I really appreciate you taking some time to join us here this morning. We'll be tuned in Tuesday, September 29th, 2 o'clock in the East, 1 o'clock here in the Central Zone for webinar number 3, Insights from Real Truck Owners in the COVID-19 Era. Woo, boy, that's a strong word, era, huh? But I guess we are in an era. Jason, thank you so much. Jason Williams, everybody, from Expediter Services, and you can get the website right there at RadioNemo.com. Leah Shaver is going to be moderating the panel discussion on that webinar on the 29th.
That's trucking industry radio legend Dave Nemo in his interview with Jason Williams, the president of Expediter Services. For those of you who listen to SiriusXM, remember the Dave Nemo radio show can be heard each morning from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Time on SiriusXM's Road Dog Trucking Radio Channel 146. Once again, ES and the Insight 2020 podcast would like to thank the team at Radio Nemo Productions and SiriusXM's Road Dog Trucking Radio for making this replay of Jason's interview available to our listeners. Before we close out this edition of the Insight 2020 podcast, we want to remind you about September 29th and the next edition of the Insight 2020 webinar series. Leah Shaver, the president and CEO of the National Transportation Institute, will be serving as the moderator for this live, free webinar event. Now here's Leah with some notes on that event.
Hi, it's Leah Shaver, delivering sunshine and a special invitation to join me on September 29th with my friends from Expediter Services, where driver appreciation happens 24/7, 365. I'll be hosting a free webinar featuring professional drivers who have found success in trucking through ownership at ES, using their programs and support. If you've ever dreamed about owning your own truck, join us on September 29th. To learn more about ES and our webinar, visit successintrucking.com. That's successintrucking.com.
Once again, thanks for spending some time with us on the Insight 2020 podcast. As always, Expediter Services wishes you safe travels and good health as you move across our nation's roads and highways.